Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Adali, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're coming into the holiday weekend, and I'd like to kind of forget about the news. I don't want to think about wars and elections and inflation and recession, but we might need to. And I have to try to sift through a lot of the BS headlines for you guys. Because I understand how media needs clickbait, and they need you to click on the most sensationalized headline so that you click on that, and then you can see all the advertising and all that. But on the flip side, we're in for some real issues, especially from a economy standpoint. And when you hear a bunch of economists say, look, guys, this is what's coming, and when you hear that Europe is ready to be extremely hit hard, major slowdown. I don't want us to wait until it's too late to prepare. We still have many recession deniers out there. And I have a lot of friends. It's like, it's not that bad. Well, it might not be that bad now. But if you remember the 2000 teens, when the layoffs happened, and I know now the internet is saying that the recession ended in 2009. Okay, that's not how years of, it was a mess in the teens. And when things got bad, it was all of a sudden we're like, wait a second, what happened? I went to the bank. I told you I went to the bank to get a revolving line of credit, and I thought I was being really early in this. I'm like, look, I don't think I need it. We're doing okay, but everybody's saying the recession's coming. It's going to be bad, and the teens, I'd like to, apply. I have good credit, and they said we're not going to give out any lines of credit right now. And I'm like, but my credit is, I think my credit score was over 800. So they go, but your credit won't be. This recession is going to be bad. And so when I had to try to pay my staff in 2012, 13, 14, I mean, I borrowed from the house. I went through all our savings. It was a mess. And that's why in 2016, when we were finally getting out of the recession, I went and took a job teaching. And I had to give my practice away. It was ridiculous between Obamacare and the multiple-year recession for me. Now, I understand some industries do well. Maybe some industries bounce back. But for medicine and for anybody who owned a practice, it was horrible. So if you do think you're going to need a line of credit, I don't know if it's already too late, but maybe look into that. If there's anything you think you could downsize now. If you don't think you need a four-bedroom house and you could do just as fine in a three-bedroom house, or if you don't need a three-bedroom apartment, but you can do fine in a two-bedroom apartment, this is the time to look at that. The problem we have is most of us have leases or mortgages that are cheaper than what the new rates are. And so a lot of us are, in a way, kind of stuck, because if we try to go cheaper and smaller, it's more expensive. So we're like, well, I might as well stick with what I got. I thought about that. My boys are grown up. I don't really need four bedrooms now. We have one that's kind of a den, workout. Well, I brought my workout stuff to the master bedroom. So I have my workout equipment in there because we have a divider. And then I could watch TV and whatever while working out. And then each kid had a room and has a room and whenever they want. And then we have like the downstairs den that we don't really need all that space. We don't really need a backyard. The problem is if I try to find an apartment, I'd be paying more than what my mortgage is now. Well, maybe almost. So, you know, whatever you think you guys could save on, start thinking about now. I understand it's the holidays. You want to, you know, travel, enjoy being with the family. I think that's fantastic. But if there's careful with some of the you know, purchases you make. We're coming up on Christmas time. This is usually when we spend and we go over budget. And I want us to be very altruistic. I want us to be very charitable. And I want us to be generous. But keep in mind, and this is what all the financial experts are saying, if you have extra cash, save it. And, you know, maybe when you guys are all together for Thanksgiving, say, look, maybe we'll do Secret Santa this year. Rather than everybody buying gifts for everybody because of the recession. And I know you might be like, well, I'd be too embarrassed to bring that up. Trust me, there's going to be somebody there that's going to be, thank God we're doing Secret Santa. Because then we could save money. Secret Santa is where you pick a name out of a hat of a family member, and that's the one you give the gift to, but they don't know. And then everybody brings the gifts, and sometimes you could trade them. There's also, I don't like the trading because that's embarrassing, because that means the gift sucked. But if you really like the, you know, if you know the person, you like the person, you can get them a good gift. You could trade with each other, say, look, I got this person, and I don't know what to get them. So you could always do that. But it's a fantastic way to keep everybody included. Everybody gets a gift, but you save a crap load of money. But then, of course, you know, your immediate family and things like that, that's when, you know, you got to give everybody. I'm giving everybody something because I just love giving gifts. So they say the global economy, you know, will probably be hardest hit, they're saying, in Europe. They say the worst energy crisis since the 1970s will trigger a sharp slowdown. Now, Reuters is saying that the global economy will avoid a recession next year. I hope so, but I can't predict that. I'm not an economist. National outlooks are saying, no, we're in for a long year with the recession. But when Europe suffers, we all do. So slow world economic growth, energy crises, and a sluggish economy in Europe will affect. So many people are trying to say it's not a recession. To me, two GDP shrinkage quarters, we've already been there. But like I said, think of ways where you could save money, and now's the time to do it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our fantasy football pocket guide for beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I want to get to some of your comments. One of you sent me Joe Biden sniffing the turkey. Like, it's a meme, right? But where Joe Biden, right? Remember, he looked like he was sniffing a woman's hair. It looks like he's sniffing chocolate or chip. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. It was good for a laugh, but can't really do much about it. All right. Bobby, very interesting. When I talked yesterday, remember I told you guys about how there was a study that said maybe anti-inflammatories could make arthritis worse? And we discussed that. How a study thought that it could worsen some of the synovitis, the inflammation of the joint. Maybe it's because you don't realize you're in pain. Maybe it's because the anti-inflammatory might interfere with good inflammation. That maybe there's good inflammation and bad inflammation. And the bad inflammation could make arthritis worse, but the good inflammation might actually help the joint heal. And so I had discussed it, and Bobby writes, so what do you recommend for arthritis pain? And I had said, you know, and I've spoken to you guys about this. If you have, let's say, a bad knee or a bad shoulder or a bad hip, there's only so much you could do popping ibuprofen and naproxen. Remember, you're taking a medication that you're swallowing, goes down the esophagus, goes into the stomach, gets dissolved, gets absorbed through the small intestine, or through the bloodstream, has to go through a whole bunch of metabolic processes through the liver, through the kidneys, and hopefully the components that need to work on that actual right shoulder or left knee or toe get there. And these medicines work, but I prefer more direct. So if you have a bad knee or a bad shoulder, I like the joint injections. Now, the joint injections aren't necessarily 100% effective, but to me it makes more logical sense and it protects your body from the systemic effects of anti-inflammatories. Because chronic NSAID use, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, or even steroids, chronic steroids, could affect your stomach, cause ulcers, could cause heart failure, could put you in kidney failure, could affect your liver. So these are medications that aren't without the risks. So if you do have pain in one joint, let's say, or even a couple, they could become that you could have an injection. We don't do it too often, but you could have a couple a year. An injection, physical therapy, cool compresses. So, you know, but if it gets really, really bad, sometimes you need surgery. If you have a lot of cartilage fraying, if you have a rotator cuff tear, if you have impingement syndrome, sometimes you need, or ligament tear, tendon tear, sometimes you do need surgery to prepare it. Now, Bobby said, I meant what things are over-the-counter available 24/7 when pain presents. She says the therapies I mentioned, while certainly longer-lasting, are not readily available, require medical procedures and or referrals, which are costly and not always forthcoming, she says, because insurance won't approve or pay. The only over-the-counter one, cold packs, just doesn't cut it. Cold makes my arthritis pain worse, she says. People will not live in pain for long. Then they will self-medicate with something. NSAIDs will be less of a risk than alcohol or street drugs. I told her she's got a point in terms of less risky, but at some point, you can't be taking NSAIDs. At some point, you got to make it to the doctor. What a lot of people are doing, and I get it because I do it too, is I am trying to use what's over the counter to save money, to save a doctor trip, to prolong needing surgery. But sometimes you could be doing more harm than good. So, you know, I had my hysterectomy last year. And it was, although I think it landed on the 25th, but I had it the Wednesday before Thanksgiving weekend. And I remember telling my doctor, I'm like, look, you know, am I going too quickly on this? Should I wait? Because I could still live with whatever. And she was like, well, no. I mean, because one is, you know, would rather do the surgery when you're younger and stronger. You know, and two, why suffer? Because that causes other issues. And so, you know, if you are trying to save money and you are trying to avoid a procedure or an unnecessary referral, at some point somebody's going to take a look at what you're doing over the counter and say, okay, we've got a problem. Same thing with antacids. Many of you guys are popping the Prilosec, Prevacid, you know, the Omeprazole, the antacids, and you guys are popping them like crazy, and you really need to be, you know, evaluated for an ulcer. You need to be evaluated for acid reflux. You need to be evaluated for H. pylori. You need to be evaluated for cancer. And it kills me when I hear people have pancreatic cancer or esophageal cancer or stomach cancer, and I ask them, what were your symptoms? Oh, I thought I had heartburn. And I'm like, when you saw a doctor, you know, they put you on the medicine for 2 weeks and then wanted you to follow up. Oh, no. I just did the medicine myself. Well, that's an issue. And if you're trying to save money using over-the-counter medications, eventually you are going to have to spend the money. Now, we're of the thinking, and I get it. All right, I want to save money too. I've been a patient also, a very bad patient. So I'm of the thinking that if I need a Tylenol, it'll temporarily handle something and prevent my need to go to the doctor. And maybe if you have a fever that spikes, that's what Tylenol will do. But if you have a chronic condition, you're just kicking the can down the road. And if you are going to have surgery on your knee or hip, it is better to have whatever therapy you need or have it addressed sooner than later. You know, I'm making the same mistake, people. I mean, my knees are shot, and I need to get an MRI, see where the damage is, and I keep telling myself, well, I'm going to need a knee replacement eventually anyway, so I'll just wait till then. Yeah, but I'm not running now like I used to. I'm exercising, but I'm not running like I used to. So if I'm not running like I used to, well, now what about my weight? My weight is not ideal. And so maybe I do need to get everything, you know, maybe the sooner I do that, I can then prevent diabetes later or high blood pressure or anything else that could come. So, you know, a lot of you look at over-the-counter, and I get it. I bring up, you know, toothpaste and dental floss. Toothpaste and dental floss is fantastic. You need it. We have it over-the-counter. But what happens if you have a cracked tooth? There's only so much you could do. You got to get the tooth pulled. You need a root canal. You got to get that done. So, keep your questions coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When Bobby talks about the expense and unavailability of the more effective and medically focused therapies, and people are looking for relief, there are a lot of things that are more reasonable than you think. So, if you let's say, and this is how you have to kind of look at things, okay? Let's say you see a doctor for a knee injection, and that happened with me. And I had the knee injection, and it worked, and I hadn't had to see the doctor again. Well, how much money would I have spent on Motrin and all sorts and braces and all sorts of things when the injection, you know, sometimes it's penny wise, pound foolish. I hate that phrase. My mom would say it. My grandma would say it. Don't be penny wise, pound foolish, meaning you're saving pennies, but in the long run, you're going to be spending pounds. It's obviously not an American expression. It's probably British. But it makes sense. You know, sometimes, getting it taken care of will save you thousands upon thousands of dollars. Chiropractic, physical therapy, massage, a lot of those things, it's reasonable. A lot of home exercise. You know, when we take care of patients with, you know, certain orthopedic issues, we teach you what you could do at home. There's a lot of exercises you could do at home. Now, I got to admit, I mean, there is nothing as good as a physical therapist and chiropractor and osteopathic doctor where you go in and they push you and you have all the equipment. But there's a lot of things you could do at home that helps. And ask to be taught those. You know, some of you say, look, you know, my doctor wants to send me to physical therapy. I don't have time. I don't have money. I say to them, at least go once. Learn as much as you can and tell the physical therapist, look, I don't know if I have enough money for the copays. What can I do at home? I know it's not going to be as good, but what can I do at home? And many of them will teach you what you could do at home. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of you are looking at your new insurance plan. You're going to have to decide. You know, keep in mind, if you have an issue that you are treating with over-the-counter, and keep in mind, 2023 might be the year you need to get it taken care of. So keep that in mind when you look at providers and what the plan will cover. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer prices increased over 13% from January 2021 through August 2022, according to Congress's Joint Economic Committee. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Florida Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick shares what she thinks spiked inflation.
You don't spend over $10 trillion in 23 months without consequence. Because of the left spending, every single American family today is paying $8,500 more this year than they did last year.
Railroad unions and management are heading back to negotiate as a national strike looms large. This after the White House praised the tentative deal in September between railroads and unions over long-time disputes about pay and working conditions. If a deal isn't reached soon, a strike could take place next month. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I love political strategy. I love political psychology. I love the psychology of the voter. So I love looking at what the Democrats and Republicans do. And I do like strategy. And I don't know if I might work for either party from a strategy standpoint, because I think sometimes the parties, the political parties mess up. And there was a little bit of a mess up today. Or did it happen? Well, it might have happened Tuesday, but it was today. It might have happened yesterday, even though it was technically today, but it was Tuesday where Kamala Harris is, from what I understand. And Kamala Harris is wrapping up her trip in Asia. And she basically insinuated a conjecture or a possibility that Biden might not run when she said, if he's on the ticket, I'm running with him. Now, the Democrats have already a big problem with messaging. And the media is even struggling with how to word this. Because what any political party struggles with is the concept of a 4-year and an 8-year term. And everybody thinks we have to run for the term that's upcoming, right? You know, you can't, 8 years, that's way far into the future, or the election 4 years from now. But the one thing you never want to have as a political party is a candidate that won't be able to run again those following 4 years. Because then you are faced with a optic of, well, that president might not have done a good job. Where the Democrats are going to have the biggest challenge is if they remove Biden from the 2024 ticket, it could be inferred as failure. Now, you could say, well, he's older and he's not feeling well. You got to be careful with that. And even if you do have an excuse, well, you know, he's older and he did his, you know, run and he was a great president for 4 years. Even if the Democrats use that as their platform, then the next question is, well, then why did you put somebody up there that couldn't make it the 8 years? All right. When the way things are is you could run two terms, whether consecutive or 8 years altogether. If Biden can't make it that following 4 years, then now that changes the approach to individuals of higher age when they run. Now, some people are saying, well, we need younger presidents anyway. But I'm really worried about age discrimination. And I think anybody of any age could be a good politician, if that's not an oxymoron. But if they pull Biden off the ticket, that could look like defeat, or it could look like they made a mistake by putting somebody out there that wasn't going to have the longevity for two terms. So the Democrats have, I mean, if you think the Republicans have it tough trying to figure out Trump, DeSantis, what are they going to do? The Democrats have it harder. So Kamala Harris said, as the president said, he intends to run. And if he does, I will be running with him. If he does, I will be running with him. She says, I'm thinking about right now what we need to do in the Indo-Pacific. So if this was another situation, let's say this was Obama, or this was Clinton, or, you know, Bush, or whoever, Trump, the vice president's answer would have been, why is this a question? Yeah, we are, if this is what the Democratic Convention wants, then, we're going for it. You guys elected him. Just because you have a president, vice president, doesn't mean they're guaranteed the 8 years. But say, if this is what the people want, this is what America wants, oh, yeah, I can't see any other ticket right now, but we're moving forward. We did a lot of good things. We're moving forward. Instead, it is always this if. And so when Biden originally had said, I'm going to run, and people were all shocked, because, you know, of some of his gaffes and some of his cognitive issues, he actually kind of did the right thing for what an incumbent president should do. Because if the president goes, I don't know if I'm going to be well enough, I don't know, then that could mean that the Democrats made a mistake picking somebody that was already criticized throughout the primary process of him not going to have the longevity. And the last thing the Democrats need, or the Republicans need, is to think that they made a mistake in their vetting process. So Kamala Harris saying she will be on the ticket is exactly what she needs to do. She just shouldn't use the term if. We keep having this if the president will run again. We never had that if with Bill Clinton. We never had that if with Obama. We didn't even have that if with Trump. It was, they're going to run. They're going to ride these successes. If the Democrats switch gear and put somebody else on the ticket, then that could insinuate that maybe Biden isn't the best choice. Well, if Biden isn't the best choice, why not? If you're saying that the Democrats did amazing for America, it's tough. It's not easy. It really isn't easy. Republicans too. You know, going with Trump, you know, if people love what Trump did, what Trump stands for, he could be a shoo-in. But if during the primary, they say, oh, man, you know, they got to be really, really careful during the primary. It's a good vetting process, and it helps bring out the survival of the fittest. But, you know, the primary is where you have people, you know, instigate the drama, you know, to the other, just like Kamala Harris had brought up, I think, bigotry with Biden. That stuff comes out later, especially if you're going to be his vice president. So it's very, very tricky with the way this goes. I do not want to see age discrimination. I think whether you're 40, 50, 60, 70, you know, you should, if you have all your cognitive attributes and qualities, and you are in good mental health, good physical health, you should run. Biden is not showing that, and we see him struggle. So what's he going to do? And I told you guys what I think he's going to do. Biden is not going to want to look like he got kicked out from the Democratic Party. He is not going to want to look like he was asked to step down. That's embarrassing. And as I said, if he does step down by his choice, then people will wonder, why did you put him up there when he didn't have the 8-year longevity? So what I feel he might do is I don't think he's going to run again. I know he is saying he's going to run again, and he has to. But part of me thinks what he is going to do to get out of it is he is going to say, look, I'm going to give you guys the first female president. I'm going to step down, but I'm going to step down now. Not now, today, but probably in his last year. And say, I want to be the one to give you, this world is ready for a female U.S. president, and I'm going to give it to you. So, Kamala, you get the reins. I'm going to spend time with the family. And I think this is what America needs. Well, rather than him stepping down and getting criticized for that, the media could twist it into it was a progressive move. So that's what I keep thinking could happen. That's one of the possibilities. The other possibility is he doubles down and he says, yeah, I'm running. It's going to be me. We did all this good stuff. We think what we did for the country was amazing. We're going to keep it up. And the 35 or 36% that support Biden, maybe it'll be more by then if the economy improves. He might ride on that. But all I know is the Democrats have to be very careful saying if. I understand they need to have plan B. And I'm sure there's Gavin Newsom looking at the chops and, you know, multiple other people who might be looking at that. But if you do put up Pete Buttigieg or Gavin Newsom or Michelle Obama, it could admit defeat of the Biden presidency unless Biden leaves for a real, real good reason, such as health or wanting to make a progressive move for Kamala. Just a thought. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, forgive me if I'm completely missing why it's such a blockbuster, but when I saw Avatar, it was nice. It was a good movie. I just don't think it was the best movie time. It was pretty. It was a little boring. I don't want to be overly critical, but I think Die Hard was a pretty good movie. Thought Jurassic Park was fantastic. Now, again, not the best movies of all time, but I mean, Avatar I liked. I didn't really have to see multiple times. Maybe it's because I was a little confused. Maybe it's because it was just so computer-generated. I mean, I could watch, like, the Nemo movie, Finding Nemo, and I could watch cartoons. But with Avatar, it was just, I don't know. And I might be the only one that feels this way, but I just didn't love Avatar. It was okay. It was nice. It was a good movie. I'll see the sequel, but I just don't think it was the best movie of all times. Well, we're being told that James Cameron, which is one of the highest grossing directors of all times, and remember, he did Titanic. He's done a lot of fantastic movies. I'm a fan of James Cameron. Said in a recent interview that this new Avatar movie has to make $2 billion to break even. That's $2 billion to break even. Now, we have had lackluster movie premieres because people are spending a lot of money. They got to keep it clean. They are spending a lot of money on Netflix and streaming services. We're also spending a lot of money with inflation. So to go to the movies, in fact, you know what? I thought Avatar was already out. And so I thought it was opening week. So I bought tickets. They were $12.50 a ticket to see the movie a couple weeks ago. Until my son calls me up and goes, Mom, that's the release of the other movie, the 2009 movie. $12.50 for a ticket for a movie that's already been out 15 years or 13 years. That's getting kind of ridiculous. So basically, this film could have been the most expensive movie ever produced, beating Avengers: Age of Ultron. That cost $599 million. Now, the original Avatar movie did well. It was released in 2009, and it brought in about $2.9 billion worldwide. So remember, this $2 billion mark is worldwide. It doesn't necessarily have to be America. So, America, okay, I won't sing it, but yeah, that's, so there is that possibility. Now, in September, Variety magazine estimated that the movie would bring in $679 billion. Well, I don't think it would bring in $679 billion. I think that's either a typo or that's a big estimation. But if it's a typo and they think it would bring in $679 million, James Cameron's going to have a problem. Cameron is 68 years old. He's a multiple Oscar winner. In a recent interview with GQ magazine, he said his movie was very effing expensive. And he actually said the word. He did not elaborate further on the numbers. He said the budgets for the movie represented the worst business case in movie history. You have to be the third or fourth highest grossing film in history. That's your threshold. That's your break even. Now, the third highest grossing movie of all time is Cameron's Titanic. Now, the Titanic was released in 1997, the movie, and that made $2.1 billion. That would be about $3.8 billion today. Star Wars: The Force Awakens made $2 billion in 2015, which would be around $2.5 billion now. So it is possible, but wow. So, you know, other films considered among the most expensive was John Carter. John Carter, good movie, was $547 million. The Pirates of the Caribbean cost about $400 million a movie. Titanic was $410 million. So, I will see Avatar in the movie theaters. It's one of those movies where I don't think I would want to just see it, streaming. But just like Top Gun, I want to see it in the theater. But I got to tell you, when I saw Top Gun again, because one of my sons didn't go and he wanted to see it, so we just kind of did, like, you know, pizza, that kind of thing. And it was actually good, even streaming. I'm pretty comfortable with movies, you know, streaming now. But, you know, the problem we're having now with movies and entertainment is after you see, like, a Game of Thrones or some of these, I thought Squid Game was good, but it wasn't super fantastic from a movie standpoint, but it was good. But after you see these movies that you could stream that are so gripping, you don't necessarily have to go to the movie theater for that sort of entertainment. So I grew up in the 80s. So when an Indiana Jones movie was coming out, or another Star Wars sequel was coming out, that was going to be when your mind was blown away. So in order for you to see a movie like that, you had to leave the house to go to a movie theater. Well, now people can see whatever. I mean, it's we're overloaded with it. So when I saw the Avatar trailer, I was like, it's pretty, but it wasn't like, whoa. And that wow factor we had in 2009, I don't think you're going to get as much of it. It might be a great movie. But to bring in that much money in a recession, that's going to be tough. So, I mean, good luck to him. I hope it does work out. But, you know, movies, they need to blow your mind. They need to blow you away. And because there's so many TV shows and series and streaming videos that do that, there's less of a reliance on going to the movie theater. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of drama, the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp drama continues. In fact, Amber Heard is suing again, but this time she is suing her insurance company, claiming that they should cover her losses from the defamation trial with Johnny Depp. Amber Heard, who's 36 years old, is currently suing New York Marine and General Insurance Company to cover the $8.3 million judgment she has to pay Johnny Depp. Remember, I think she had to pay $10 million, but $2 million was awarded to her from Johnny Depp by the court for his role in defamation. So it got knocked down to, and then I think there was another $0.3 million in other sorts of, I don't remember the whole breakdown. But anyway, $8.3 million, and from what people are saying, she doesn't have the money. So she took out a $1 million policy with the insurer, and the company argued it shouldn't pay because the jury found Amber committed willful misconduct. She argues she had an unconditional deal with the company and that it should protect her no matter what. So, wow, that stinks. Now, how many times have you guys had insurance and the insurance fails to cover it? Say, well, we don't have to, right? There's technicalities. And that's why Obamacare was semi-popular, because the technicality of, well, sorry, you have a pre-existing condition, the Obamacare got rid of that. The Affordable Care Act finally got rid of that for now. So it's, you know, so it is going to be interesting. Depp, 59 years old, filed an appeal over the court's verdict that he paid $2 million to Amber Heard. So he's not happy with that. In her countersuit, Heard accused the insurance company of breach of contract. So who's going to pay Johnny Depp? Not sure. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years.
To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.